I wanted to mention something to you, the area that we're in. Now, when we went on furlough, this video was made 3 years ago. In March, it'll be 3 years, and our church has grown tremendously since this point right here. And it's only because we have people back here in the United States praying for us. I mean, you can have all the support in the world, but if you don't have prayers, you ain't going to do anything, all right? And because we need God to intervene, amen? And he also with churches and people that give here, and I know, listen, it's the cost of living has gone up and things are tight and all that, but people sacrifice so that we can be there. And what you're seeing there is a result of a lot of people working together to get something going, amen? And someone, we were in a church, and we presented our ministry. It was a church that supported us faithfully many years. And the pastor called me a couple of months later, and he said, Brother Nick, and he says, the men want to vote to discontinue your support because you're an established missionary. And I said, Pastor, are you serious? And he said, well, yeah, I mean, you have the church there. You see, I can't receive a dime from Mexico. They don't allow Americans to receive a paycheck from Mexico. Your income has to come from somewhere else. And I said, well, sir, that would be like sending a soldier in the front lines and then take his gun away from him, start taking his gasoline away from him, start taking his gear away from him and say, you know, here, use rocks and sticks. I said, man, I mean, we're you know, you don't do that, please. And so he asked me, he said, would you come back and tell my church what you just told me? You know, I mean, I wanted to teach him. He's a new pastor and everything. And so I said, I'd be glad to. And teach how missions works. And it's through people giving and helping the missionary get there. We're expanding, amen. It doesn't get cheaper when you expand it. The cost goes up, amen. And so anyway, we're going into this building project here, and just down the street, just right around the corner from our church, is a police station. It's unmanned. It's been unmanned since 2011. We have no police in our area. The only reason the police come to our area is to pick up the dead bodies or the shot up people. That's it. That's the area that we're in. We're in Satan's stronghold. Are you with me? And a neighbor just told me a couple weeks ago, he said, Brother Nick, Pastor Nick, he said, if it wasn't for your church, I don't think our town would have any hope at all. Our area, our little area. It's a red zone. And when we have visitors come, they stay at the church there in our missionary apartment. And I always tell them, I say this, if you hear something going on down in the street, some fighting, you hear screaming, yelling, you hear gunshots, do not let them see you looking out that window. Don't look out the window, because they do not like survivors. They don't like witnesses. Are you with me? That's the kind of area that we're in there. And you see what the Lord's doing. It's God doing it. It ain't me. Amen. If I had my choice, I'd go somewhere else. Amen. Be a little bit safer. Until God throws us out of there, that's where we're going to be. We're going to plant churches, and we're going to keep getting people saved. Because that's what God, that's what this world needs. Amen. They need to see something that's a difference. Amen. And our church is well known in our area. Even the politicians, they've come and they've acknowledged that we're making an impact in our area. And I want to encourage you, please pray for us. I don't know how many dangerous situations that we've been in, and I've been pulled out of my truck at with M16s pointing at my family and things like that. I mean, God has been good to us to protect us. Amen. I could go in to tell you some other things that would probably scare you to death. And you'd say, well, you must be crazy to be down there. Yeah, you have to be half crazy. Amen. And that's how I am. Amen. But listen, it's the Lord. You can be in the most dangerous place in the world. If you're right in the middle of God's will, that's the safest place you can be. Amen. I know of a missionary family. They were in Africa. The wife was so worried about her children getting bit by a poisonous snake. She worried and fretted and said, I'm so worried about these kids. They're going to get bit by a poisonous snake. They're going to die from a poisonous snake. In less than 4 years, that family left the mission field. They came back to the United States. And one of her sons got bit by a copperhead, a very minimum, low venom, poisonous snake, and died. You see? And while they were over there, the husband said, while we were in Africa, we didn't see one snake while we were there. We didn't see one. You see, if you're in God's perfect will, that's the safest place for you. Amen. And I don't want to be out of God's will. Amen. So look, if you would, here, I'd like to give you something this morning. Amen. And I know it's just been a blessing to be here. I had so much fun last night. I'm going to take some of them games back home with me. Amen. And use some of those things. And probably like to take some of you men with me to help show these games off. Amen. And those ugly sweaters, I mean, you did it. You did it. Amen. I don't know. Next year, I mean, in a couple of years, it's going to be something huge here in this church. Amen. I mean, they're going to have to be like robots or something. I don't know. But I like the spirit here in this church. I like you people here. And what I saw last night, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Isn't it amazing that we didn't need to get drunk to have all that fun last night? We didn't need to put people down. We didn't need to do all that garbage that goes on in the world to have a great time. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Amen. And I could tell a lot of people were enjoying it too. And I enjoyed that food. Amen. I always enjoy food. Amen. But vamos, let's look in our Bibles. I said, I'm starting to throw out some Spanish here. When I get excited, amen, I start speaking in tongues. So don't worry. Amen. It's biblical tongues. All right. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, please, in your Bible. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. I'm only out of Mexico for a week. Amen. I feel like a fish out of water right now. And Tuesday, I'll get to go back to the contamination and all that stuff, and I can breathe again. Amen. But 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 16, if you would. And please stand for the reading of God's Word here. The Bible says here in 2 Timothy 3:16, the Bible says here, and all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, here in this is these verses right here, you want to mark them good in your Bible, because this is major doctrine. This is the fundamentals of the faith right here, that God's Word is inspired. Amen? And some man didn't write this. Very few read it. Amen? And less even put it in practice in our lives. But let me say this. God literally breathed His Word, and man was only the pen of what God said. Amen? Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Now look at what the Bible says here. And all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That means anything that has to do with God, right here in His Word is where we're going to get it. Amen? Yeah. And if we're going to talk about God, let's use His Word. Amen? And in verse number 17, the Bible says here, and I'm going to focus in on two words in this verse, that the man of God may be perfect. Now, that word perfect does not mean you're going to be without fault, without problems or anything. No, it means mature, okay? We're not going to see a perfect day here on earth until we get to heaven, amen? And it says right here, thoroughly furnished. Those two words, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for all these folks that are here this morning. What a blessing. Lord, everyone that came this morning, I mean, the weather was bad this morning and cold and wet and slippery, but they made it. Thank You for them. Thank You for them making that effort to be here this morning. They're here because they wanted to be here, Lord. They made a choice to be here. Thank You for that. Please speak to our hearts. In Your precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. And thoroughly furnished. Okay, now the Greek word here for these two words, thoroughly furnished, is the word exartizo, right? That's the Greek word. I'm probably putting a little Spanish lingo on that, all right? But exartizo is the word here in Greek, and it means, it's a nautical term. I'm an Air Force guy, all right? And my dad, he was Navy, so he understands these nautical terms and all that. I don't understand the nautical terms all that much, but anyway, this is a nautical term that's used in the area of ships and docks and all that kind of stuff. And this word, exartizo, was used when a ship was completely ready to set sail, all right? When a ship is ready to go, when a ship had everything that it needed for its journey, they would use this word, exartizo. And when they told the captain, we have everything that we need, they would use this word, exartizo. And the captain would hear these words, exartizo, and he would say, we're ready to go. And he would say, we're going. Amen? And now listen, when a boat takes off, when a ship takes off, it sets sail, you've got to have a lot of things on that thing because, I mean, you can't forget stuff, all right? You got to have everything that you need because there are no Walmarts floating around in the ocean. It'd be nice, but we may see them someday, but we don't have them now, amen? And they certainly didn't have them back when the Bible was written. A Walmart, amen, or JCPenney's, Target, wherever you go, I don't know where you go. There's just a Walmart right up the street here, amen? They got everything there. But that boat, that ship needs life jackets. Now, my message right here is in Spanish, so I'm kind of fighting with it right now, but I probably should have written it out in English. They need emergency equipment. They need food, amen, and a lot of it, amen, and food. Did I mention food, amen? They need potable water. They need water to take showers and baths, amen. They need fuel. They need oil. They need medical equipment. They also need someone who's a paramedic, someone who's qualified to do minor surgery on that ship in order for it to take off. Amen? I mean, you can't forget this guy. Amen? You can't forget the cook. Amen? Because when the guys get in there and they put things together, you don't want to eat half of that stuff. Amen? But some guys know how to do it good. Brother Ernie, I hear he's a pretty good cook. And I tasted his food last night and it was really good. That shepherd's pie. Amen? But anyway, you need all this stuff. You need water pumps. You need welding equipment. You need you've got to have gorditas. You've got to have tacos, chilies. Amen. You've got to have all these things. You have to have chains. Amen. And I'm telling you, you've just got to have all these things. And because those waters, you don't know how they're going to be one day. I mean, today's a nice day. But you don't know what it's going to be like tomorrow or next week or next month when you're still out there. Amen. And it could get pretty rough. So you've got to have everything on that ship. Well, the God's word is telling us that his word will thoroughly furnish us unto all good works. It means here, he will give us everything that we need for our journey here on earth. He'll give us everything we need in the morning for the day. Are you with me? Don't leave your Bible sitting under on the coffee table. No, pick that thing up and read it in the morning. Amen. Spend some time with the Lord, praying to Him. Amen. And get loaded up for the day. Amen. Because He's got something to give us to prepare us for this day. Amen. And to prepare us for today. Tomorrow you got to get loaded up again. Amen. And that's what God has. That's what His Word will do for us. We just need to get into His Word. Amen. Now these ships that would go, you know, these ships that would go, they needed to be prepared for anything that would happen while they're out there on the water. And they had to have everything that they needed, just like you and I. I would like to give you a little illustration here about the Titanic. When I say the word Titanic, everybody, your mind goes right to where these people horribly died in the ocean, out in the middle of nowhere. And on April 14th, 1912, the largest cruise ship in the world the one that they said was unsinkable began to sink at 11:40 at night. The architect or the company that built the Titanic, they made a big mistake by saying not even God can sink the Titanic. You make a mistake when you say something God can't do. Amen. And God can't give me $1 million. Amen. That might not be too bad of a mistake there. But anyway, listen, He's not going to give you $1 million. You know why? Because it'd be the last time we see your face here at church. Amen. You'll be out on your yacht or wherever you're going to be. Amen. Taking your cruises, whatever you do, whenever you get all that money. But anyway, so that's why He probably hadn't given it to us. Yes. Amen. But listen, the Titanic ignored 6 warnings that they were in dangerous waters that were full of icebergs. And they ignored them, and they were traveling at 23 knots. You know, 23 knots is about, I think it's around 30 mile an hour, 35 mile an hour in the water. A ship this big, I mean, that's huge. That is fast. And at this time, that was one of the fastest ships at that size. It was the fastest ship at that size because it was the only ship at that size. And actually, they had another one that was right beside it that they made. That was the Olympus. But the Olympics, I think Olympic or something like that. But anyway, at 23 knots, they were going full steam ahead through these dangerous waters. And I think a lot of Christians get like that too. We go full steam ahead in this dangerous world that we live in. Are you with me? And so we say, no, but nothing's going to sink me. Nothing's going to deter me. I'm okay. That ship should have had 64 lifeboats on it. It only had 20. And on April 15th in the morning, early morning, 1,517 people died. They died in water that was minus 2 degrees. And we think, 2 degrees, minus 2 degrees. I went to this museum where they had the Titanic, Museum of the Titanic and all that. And at the end, they had this thing of water. It was moving around so that it wouldn't freeze or anything. And it was salt water and all that. And you could stick your finger in there. They said, time yourself to see how many seconds you can leave your finger. I think seconds. I mean, I'm talking minutes. I want to do it for minutes. My wife was over here beside me, and I wanted to show her how much of a man I really was, you know? I don't know if you men have ever done anything like that. Stupid like I did, okay? But anyway, I said, I'm not going to stick my finger. I'm going to stick my whole hand in this barrel, right? And I'm going to show you how I'm going to set the record here. How long someone could put... You know how long I lasted in there? 15 seconds. I mean, it was like, whoa! My hand hurt so bad. Those people died a horrible, miserable, painful death. They were in there for 20 minutes. That's how long life lasts in that water before hypothermia completely takes over your body and then you die. But up until then, not 15 seconds, their whole bodies were in there. And they died a horrible, miserable death. And I have this belief, and I personally believe this, that each one of us have a certain amount of people that we're supposed to reach while we're here on earth for the Lord. Are you with me? That God's going to bring in our path and our pathway. We're supposed to have a certain amount of people that we reach. This is my personal opinion. Before we go to heaven. I mean, through giving to Faith Promise missions, praying for missionaries, reaching people ourselves, teaching Sunday school class, bus route, whatever it may be that God wants us to do, but a certain amount of people. Listen, if you go down, they go down too. If you go down, Dad, your family goes down too. Mom, you go down, they go down too. Are you with me? Whoever's with us and whoever's supposed to hear the gospel, who is supposed to hear the truth, they're going to go down too. You see, the Titanic, it ignored those things because the Titanic thought it was so strong. I can handle this. We can handle it. Let me tell you this. The problem was the damage that was done because of that iceberg was so minimal, it should not have sunk that ship. But way back when they were building that ship, at the very beginning, when they were building that ship, down in the bilges where the it's like the skeleton of that ship, the bottom, which holds those sides out like this, a big steel structure down underneath there, and each one of those ribs, should you say, is supposed to go, has a wall that goes all the way up to the ceiling. It's supposed to be sealed off. That way, if water enters into an area, it will not enter into the rest of the ship, just in that area that's affected. And it should keep on going, no problem. But what they did was, they didn't run them bilges all the way up to the ceiling. They left about a foot. They cut it off at about a foot. And when the water came in from that big scrape on the, it's only about 6 feet long, this scrape was, or something like that. I mean, it was, I can't remember, 6 or 16 feet long, the scrape on the side of that. And when it filled up one compartment, it just spilled over into the next compartment and into the next compartment. And that ship sank in 160 minutes. It sank fast. And you see, when we take shortcuts in our life, especially with this, it ain't going to work. A lot of us, you know, it's not going to do us any good that those goods sit on the dock. Over there sits my Bible on my nightstand. It's not going to do you any good unless you get loaded up. Are you with me? You've got to get loaded up with God's Word. Amen. He's going to get you everything you need for the day. You say, all right, Pastor, that music, the music that I'm listening to, it's not going to hurt me. I've listened to this for years. Oh, the way I dress, it's not going to hurt me. I've done this for years. You know, it doesn't make any difference that my boyfriend or girlfriend is not saved. It's not going to hurt me. I'm okay. That pornography, it's not, it doesn't affect me. I'm going to be just fine. Hey, missing a few services here and there, I'm going to be just fine. Well, you know what? On a sunny day, that might be happening. Yeah. But when, you know, these storms in life, one letter can change your life. One phone call can change your life forever. We don't know when something's going to happen. But you know what we can know? Is that I'm getting loaded up right now. Amen. Thoroughly furnished with God's Word. He's going to help us make it through the day. He's going to get us through this week. He's going to get us through this year. But we've got to get loaded up. Are you with me? He's going to give us everything we need.